Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Bill Tyson, consumer correspondent with the Irish Mail on Sunday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
Bill, you're going to give us some tips around saving and budgeting for summer holidays. One thing you suggest, Bill, is that the best way to motivate yourself to save for a holiday is to kind of visualise the holiday and give yourself, think of it as a leisure fund.
Well, it's kind of the enjoyable part of the holiday is thinking about it in advance as well as actually going there when you know you have a holiday coming up. And I know a lot of people like to plan ahead, and that certainly gives you the motivation to put the money aside and to, you know, get ready for a splurge.
And then how can, in practical terms, how can you budget or plan your spending in advance for a holiday? Because it can be kind of random and chaotic too.
Well, you don't want to be getting too stressy about it, but, you know, generally a set amount per day. And if you go over that, you can make up for it on another day. Don't get too worried about it. And in setting money aside in advance, I think Revolut have a nice option where they will actually pay you interest on your savings on demand, which is unlike a lot of other banks. N26 are also good for spending money abroad, and they give you a bit more money on your savings. The digital banks are kind of out in front here when it comes to going abroad.
So,
and
in
also
like in terms of
interest.
Okay, so if we start in terms of paying for things abroad, then if we start in the Eurozone, then right, like, are we okay to use debit cards? Should we bring some cash? Is our phones going to tap everywhere the way they do here?
Yeah, they should do. I mean, I find reports from some countries are surprisingly averse to having no cash. For example, Germany. You may find yourself asked for cash to pay for coffees and things in Germany. So yeah, you bring a bit of cash. It's always comforting to have it. I mean, it's like we've kind of gone through a revolution in how we spend money generally. Like I've stopped carrying cash at home, but I'd probably like to have some abroad in case you want to tip somebody, in case you've got that, you know, maybe you're in Egypt and there's a camel ride that you hadn't planned and the guy isn't going to take your card. So
yeah,
it's handy if you're going a bit off grid to have some cash for unexpected things, but not too much. You could check your holiday insurance limit, and the cheaper plans, which most people go for, it might be worth paying a little, you know, 20 quid extra to get a deluxe plan instead of the cheapest one. But the cheapest ones will only cover €250. So,
okay. Presumably avoid using the credit card if you can. Yeah.
Well, I find that the we're doing a report on it in the Mail on Sunday tomorrow, and debit cards generally are better. If you withdraw cash with your credit card, you're going to be charged a cash advance fee. Every bank has its own charges and limits, but generally debit cards are best for purchases. If you start with better than credit cards, they have a cap on certain charges as well. So debit cards better than credit cards. Too much debt, you'd be whacked with interest on your credit card.
Outside the Eurozone then, what's the best way to manage foreign currency, or in terms of do we need to buy foreign currency, or what do you think?
Well, you want to bring some cash. If you want to bring some cash with you, there used to be loads of bureau de change around the place. That doesn't seem to be the thing anymore. But it seems to have consolidated. The credit unions have got into that area. Very good. Reasonable rates.
Okay.
On post and number one currency, which sounded a bit vague, or a new outfit, but it's actually Fexco, which is a very old company in Ireland. So number one currency, credit unions, and on post will sort you out for currency.
Okay. And then if you're not using cash outside of the Eurozone, are you going to be screwed on foreign exchange charges on any card stuff you do?
Yes. Well, you may be. Sorry, just before leaving the Eurozone, the thing to watch out for is charges on ATMs, because you have some people coming back and saying, "Oh, I was charged a fortune for
Okay.
getting money out of my ATM and by Bank of Ireland." And it wasn't Bank of Ireland, it was the ATM
So if you go to
was
one at a
charging you.
bank, presumably is the best idea when you're abroad, is it?
Yeah, well, go check the charges, because they may fleece you. They may be there to fleece you, especially in tourist areas. And if you get one that's affiliated to the bank that you're with, you may not be charged or may not be charged so much. So look out for a bank that's affiliated to the one you're with. If you're outside your Eurozone, it's the same thing. Again, the debit cards are tops. And if you withdraw cash from an ATM machine, even with your debit card, you're going to pay a little bit more. I'm just looking at I did a little research on Bank of Ireland. If you were to withdraw, say, £100 in sterling, you'd be charged. Sorry, if you were to pay for something with £100, you'd be charged £121.47. If you were to take out £100, it would be £123. So you're paying a couple of quid extra
Okay,
for
so
what's
you're
called
better
a
off using the
handling
card in
fee.
that situation.
Yeah, when you're direct purchasing, once you start handling cash, you're creating an expense and maybe a bit of risk as well if you're carrying around wads of it.
Okay, and as you say, more tips on that in your piece in the mail tomorrow. Bill Tyson, thank you very much.